Welcome to the test episode of the XFEP podcast. This is David Peralti, your host of the show, and we're going to cover some of the top stories from the top 100 making money online blogs, according to the list created by 45N5. And basically what I wanted to do is create a podcast where we could cover some of what's going on in the making money online world. I've recently created a blog about that, having been a professional blogger for the last 2 years, full-time. It's my income, it's my bread and butter, this is what I do. I have a lot of fun trying to explain that to people, and for those of you out there who want to be professional bloggers, there are some great resources out there, and this podcast will cover some of what's going on in that world. So, here we go. The first story I have to talk about is from Darren Rose of ProBlogger.net. He's getting ready to have his blog birthday, and he's organizing a prize giveaway. I don't know if any of you read David Airy's blog, but David recently put up a contest to win some prizes on his blog for his blog's anniversary, and he amassed around $4,000 worth of prizes, services, the whole nine yards. Myself and a bunch of other people have entered that giveaway because you'd more or less be foolish not to. So check out David Airy's blog for that. I'll have the link in the show notes. But moving on to Darren Rose's, he's had a call out for prizes for the last little while, and he just announced on the 15th that he's closing that. He doesn't need any more prizes from anyone. And he's estimating he has in excess of $35,000 of prizes, services, gadgets, all kinds of things like slippers, who knows what. He's trying to decide how many of these prizes he's going to be using. He's trying to decide how he's going to give them away, and he's worried that the whole thing is going to be a logistics nightmare. So keep an eye out on ProBlogger.net. His birthday's coming up soon, and no matter what he decides to do, it's going to be a pretty amazing contest, so check that out. The next story comes to us from Daily Blog Tips, and it asks the question, are you prepared for a blogging emergency? We all have lives, we all get busy. If you're not blogging full-time, then work can get in the way. If you have a family, family can get in the way. And really, if you're trying to build a business out of blogging, you really have to be consistent, you really have to keep it going, you really have to give the public what they want. And, you know, if you take some time off and then you come back, you might not have the same audience that you had when you left. The post gives some great tips. A lot of it is pretty standard. You know, build a cushion, get some posts ready just in case you can't be around for a few days. You know, get some posts together so that if you come up against writer's block, you know, you still have something to put out that day. You have to put in place a system to keep your blog moving forward. And there's some great tips on this post at dailyblogtips.com. I'll have the link to the post in the show notes, and you'll definitely want to check that one out. Next, we have a post from Nate Whitehill. A lot of people definitely know Nate right now. He's really taken the blog design community by storm by redesigning some very, very, very influential bloggers. John Chow had his blog done by Nate and team. And ShoeMoney.com was recently redesigned by Unique Blog Designs, which is the company that Nate Whitehill runs for blogging designs. And Nate has kind of stumbled upon the key to success, as well as burnout. And that would be finding something you love doing and do it until you just can't do it anymore. Currently, due to his popularity, Nate and the rest of his staff at Unique Blog Designs are working crazy hard to capitalize on their success. He listed his daily routine, and what ends up happening is that he's now working around 16-hour days. I've worked 16-hour days before, and I have to admit that if my job hadn't changed from time to time and allowed me to refocus and reinitialize and get going again, I probably would have went through many more burnout phases than I actually did over the last 2 years. So, you know, hats off to Nate and team. If they can't keep it up, I really, really hope that they find some way of giving themselves the time off that they deserve. They're doing some great work. I can't wait to see what they bring out next. And, you know, Don't forget to relax, Nate. Another person that's kind of appearing a lot in the news is Carl Okab. He is a 13-year-old blogger who's already amassed over 400 readers on Feedburner. He's doing really, really well for himself. And again, he's only 13 years old. He recently put up a post saying how well he's doing, actually. And in the last little while, he has sold 11 text link ads, 3 banner advertisements, and 8 sponsored reviews. And using his current rates on his advertising page, that puts him over the $800 mark for advertising income for September. You know, that only includes his blog, carlocab.com. So, you know, it's totally possible to make a fair living off of blogging, even on niches that are considered, you know, so highly competitive and so filled with people. You can still make a name for yourself. You just really have to have the passion and get to it. So congrats to Carl Okab for doing so well on his site. Hopefully we can see some progress on my site, xfep.com, over the next little while. And I'll keep you all informed at how the advertising efforts and whatnot are going with my site as well. The next story I want to talk about comes from Net Business Blog. And I have always thought that getting a dozen sites to, you know, $1 or $2 a day would be easier than getting one site to $12 a day. But D of Net Business Blog provides a great argument to the contrary. It looks like, you know, they've tried, like a bunch of people have tried different ways of making a lot of money online. And having a few sites, I think, honestly, is the best way to go. You know, don't put your eggs all in one basket. And Darren Rose of ProBlogger.net would totally agree with that. But it does make it does also make sense to put all your effort, all your energy, and all your advertising and monetization skills into one site. Because you're focusing on that one site, you can really bring it from, you know, being not noticed to noticed in much less time. D talks about domain trust, making sure that, you know, you get popular sites, you get trusted sites to link to you. And that can become very, very important in search engine ranking. So I'll totally concede the point. I will concede this point only because managing a dozen okay sites takes way more energy than managing one amazing site, at least from my experience. Great post on Net Business Blog. Moving along, our second last post comes from TylerCruz.com. And it's the top 9 ways to improve your blog. What we have here is an amazingly long post. Tyler gives up the, you know, quote-unquote stock list of how to improve your blog, with points like adding images, writing consistently, keeping your design nice and consistent, reducing ads, and the ever-popular stand out from the crowd. I think this should be required reading for a new blogger. But on the flip side, the whole list sounds a lot like a repeat of things I've heard on nearly all of the top blogs about blogging. You go back in ProBlogger.net's archives, Blogging Pros archives, Blog Herald archives, and you'll see the same thing repeated over and over and over again. It's nice that he put it together in a nice post, but you know, it's pretty sad that he says that you really should try to stand out from the crowd, and then he's doing something that I've seen pretty much everywhere in this niche. So, you know, it's a great blog, don't get me wrong. It just would have been nice if he would have brought in something new to improve your blog. I think if his next post was top 9 new ways or recent ways to improve your blog, I think he probably would have done a lot better than just this general list, which is pretty much everywhere. Our last post for this inaugural episode comes to us from bloggingtips.com. I have to admit, this is quickly becoming one of my favorite sites about blogging on the internet. There's so much great information here every single day that it was actually kind of hard for me to pick one post from this site. The post that I chose to talk about today, though, was how to manage your blog advertising. Kevin from bloggingtips.com was asked, you know, how he deals with managing blog advertising. When do you sell ads? How do you sell ads? What are your best ways for keeping track of payments, and, you know, really running that little advertising business that's connected to your site. He gives some great points, you know, first come, first serve. Look after your current advertisers, but look after potential advertisers too. Set reminders and just make it easy on yourself, you know. A lot of people, what they're doing now, it's not necessarily the best monetization idea, but, you know, Google AdSense makes a lot of things really easily. And if you allow people to place banners on your site through Google AdSense, allow them to target your site specifically, you know, you really don't have to worry about dealing with who's got banners on when. And if you don't have any banners that month, then it'll show Google AdSense. And I think this is something that's really smart that there's some bloggers that have done, as well as some forums and other websites that I've seen. Talkfreelance.com is an example of that. There's also, oh, geez, I can't even forget. There's a bunch of other advertising systems that really makes this whole managing your blog advertising really easily. I think the one that's been spread around the most in the last little while is OpenAds. And if you head over to shoemoney.com, he actually recently talks about implementing that. I think 45N5 does as well. I'll have to check into that. But a lot of bloggers are getting into OpenAds, so check that one out as well. I'll have a link in the show notes. Well, that's it for this first, episode zero of the XFET podcast. Hopefully you've learned a thing or two. Hopefully you found some amazing links. If you're interested in what the top 50 blogs are in the Make Money Online niche, you'll definitely have to check out 45n5.com/top100. That's where I'll be getting my links. I'll be looking through the top 50 every week to see if I can find some interesting stories to pass on to all of you. So if you're looking to get in this podcast, the best way to do that is to boost up your Alexa ranking, to boost up your Technorati ranking, and try to get some PageRank if Google ever decides to release some again. Until next time, this is David Peralti of XFEP.com. That's extra for every publisher.com. And thanks for listening.